Good morning. It's always such a joy to be able to worship with you all.
大家早晨，好高兴可以同大家一齐去崇拜。
I'm always so encouraged by the loud voices singing and praising. Not to compare it with the other worship services, but I do enjoy being here worshiping with you all.
听到大家嘅崇拜声咁大声，都觉得好鼓励。唔需要同其他嘅崇拜相比，不过已经好鼓励。
Well, as we've already read the scripture, if you wouldn't mind praying with me really quick before we enter into our sermon time.
我们已经读完了我们的经文了，我们一起去祈祷吧。
Father, again, we thank you so much for the reading of your word.
亲爱的天父，感谢我们今天再一次看你的话语。
Lord, we thank you for this Advent season in which we reflect upon the coming of our Lord Jesus.
感谢你给我们这个降临节的节期，让我们可以反思我们主耶稣基督的降临。
That whether we are in the midst of easy times or maybe difficult times right now,
无论我们现在在顺境或者在逆境当中，
God, we pray that we would be able to experience the true hope and the pure peace and joy and love of this Advent season.
我们祈祷我们能够经历到这个降临节期的真正盼望、平安、喜乐和爱。
That this Christmas season that we would see you, Jesus, all the more clear.
让我们在这个圣诞节期间，愿我们都比任何时候更清楚看到主耶稣你自己。
And so we commit this time to you.
所以我将以下时间交托给你。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I believe that if I were to ask many of you here in this room, what were some of the most joyful moments in your lives? I'm sure many of you would have so many wonderful stories to tell.
我相信如果我是问大家在各位有什么是人生最喜乐的时候，我相信大家都会有很多精彩的故事可以讲到出来。
For some of you, it might be the story of your wedding day.
可能有一些人是大家的结婚那天。
I remember for me as the groom, and I was flooded with emotions as I looked back, you know, at the back of our sanctuary where we got married, and I saw the doors open wide.
我记得当我结婚嗰时，我系作为一个新郎，我喺个礼堂后边望上去嗰道门道，我嘅情绪系泛滥咁犀利。
And there was my beautiful bride that I could see afar, and she started walking down the aisle with her father.
咁我见到我嘅太太，即系未来太太嗰时嘅，同佢嘅爸爸一齐喺个走道度行紧过嚟。
And as she started getting closer, I could see the big smile on her face.
咁佢慢慢行过嚟，我见到佢好灿烂嘅笑容。
But as she got closer and closer, I started to see the tears that were streaming down her face.
但当佢再行近啲嘅时候，我就睇到佢嘅面上面系有泪痕嘅。
Both tears of joy, but tears of sadness as she was leaving her family.
不过唔使担心，呢个系喜乐嘅眼泪。
Still, one of the greatest highlights of my lives.
呢个系我最大嘅亮点之一喺我人生当中。
For others of us, maybe it was the birth of our children, or even many of us here, the birth of our grandchildren.
咁对于其他嘅弟兄姊妹，可能系你生孩子，又或者有啲弟兄姊妹系生你个孙嘅时候。
Again, four wonderful highlights in my life that brought great joy to my family.
咁喺我人生当中有四个美妙嘅亮点，带嚟系极大嘅喜乐。
And as you see this new life enter into the world, you're in absolute amazement that this new life, this thing that was so small and beautiful, actually originated from you.
当你看到这个新生命进入这个世界，你会觉得是很惊讶，这个这么小又这么美丽的生命竟然是由你而出。
Well, soon you realize that that which is so small and so beautiful also produces something that is so not beautiful in the diaper three or four times a day.
咁你亦都很快就会意识到这个这么小小这么漂亮的生命是一日三四次咁在他的尿布去产生一大堆臭臭物体。
And for some reason, that small and beautiful child that you're holding 24/7 just for some reason doesn't care that you want to sleep or that you want to eat or that you want to get comfortable.
咁你又会睇到呢个小生命喺呢个七日廿四小时当中，好似佢咁细小而漂亮，但系佢又唔系好关心你想瞓觉啦、食嘢啦，又或者想舒服少少。
Some of us we reminisce about great times with friends, like our children are playing outside right now.
咁可能有啲人系好似佢见到一啲好好嘅朋友，又或者好似小朋友咁出边玩得好开心。
But sometimes we also recall some of the pain and the heartache that we experience as our personalities might clash or expectations fall short.
但系同时我哋谂一谂，可能又会记起一啲因为性格冲突啦，或者一啲期望落空而产生嘅一啲嘅心痛或者嘅痛苦嘅时候。
And sometimes we think about the accomplishments that we have in our careers only to be tainted by job insecurity or layoffs.
或者我們有一些人會想起他的職業生涯裏面有很多的成就, 但是結果又是因為一些工作的不穩定或者裁員去影響了這些記憶。
Maybe if you're like me, you enjoy getting the latest and greatest technologies.
又或者有些人好像我這樣,我很喜歡拿一些最好的技術的產品。
Only to find out the next day they announce something that's faster and bigger and smarter.
怎知道第二天發現原來有人發布是更加快更加正的東西。
So we think about all these things and we ask this question, what is joy?
當我們想這些時候,我們究竟是想想什麼是真正的喜樂呢?
Is the wonder of joy encapsulated in just these singular moments of our lives?
那是不是喜樂就是封存在我們生命中一些很獨特的時刻呢?
Is it limited to the temporary nature of these events?
是不是喜樂只是在這麼臨時性的事件裡面才可以找得到呢?
Is this why we see people trying to live their lives from moment to moment or Instagram post to Instagram post?
會不會就是因為這樣我們發現很多人都是用一個活在當下及時行樂的心態去生活,他們是可能是 喜歡是一張Instagram的postman或者是另一張貼文裡面的生活呢?
Does joy fluctuate with every good and every bad moment that we experience in our lives?
這些喜樂會不會是隨著我們生命的喜樂而波動呢?
Well, surely there's more to joy than just this.
我相信喜樂是會比這些有更多的意義。
Today, as we look at this subject of Advent joy, we're not just looking at a temporary thing.
今天我們一起去看這個將臨期的主題喜樂的時候,我們不是看一些暫時的東西。
It's not just an emotional high that we experience once, and then we just quickly forget about it.
不是一些我們經過一次的,一些是很突然間的情緒高漲,就忘記了的東西。
When we look at the true joy that Jesus brings in His coming, we're going to see three things about this kind of joy.
我們會看到是主耶穌基督帶來的真正的喜樂,我們會關於這個喜樂看到三件事。
The first is that it is a supreme joy.
第一,這是一種至高無上的喜樂。
Second, it's a future joy.
第二,這是未來的喜樂。
And third, it is a persistent joy.
第三,這是持久的喜樂。
So first, let's look at this idea of supreme joy.
第一,我們看一看一種至高無上的喜樂。
In the passage that we read from Luke, it says that the angels were saying to the shepherds, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people.
我們剛剛看看路加福音裡面,天使對牧人說,不要懼怕,我報給你們大喜的訊息是關乎萬民的。
This word joy comes from the Greek word kara.
經文裡面大喜的喜字是源自希臘語kara。
This happens to be the middle name of my oldest daughter, Adelaide Kara.
所以這個字其實跟我的女兒拿個中間名字是有關的。
But preceding that word is the adjective taken from the Greek word megalane, which is translated as great.
我們也在這個字裡面看到這個大喜的大字,也是希臘語megalane。
This Greek word is where we get the numeric word or understanding or unit prefix mega.
這個希臘字就是跟我們日常生活見到的數字,或者單位見到的mega這個字是有關的。
Now some of you, as you heard the word mega, might think, well, mega is not that big of a deal now.
我想今時今日大家聽到mega都覺得沒什麼特別了。
Especially as it pertains to technology.
特別在科技的範疇裡面。
A megabyte is now considered tiny.
現在一個megabyte好少而科。
Even a gigabyte is considered pretty small these days.
甚至乎gigabyte都不覺得是什麼。
Nowadays, the pictures that you take on your phone are well over 5 to 10 megabytes.
現在大家在手機看的照片,分分鐘都是十幾個megabyte。
But back when I was growing up, which probably is some of your generation, maybe a little bit younger, but I think you can relate to this illustration, is when we first upgraded our computer, a PC386SX.
我相信在座各位,可能有些人跟我都有相同的經驗, 當我第一次去升級我第一台電腦,就是386SX的SX那時。
Pre-Pentium.
很厲害的。
But I remember this was in the 90s, and our hard drive had ran out of space, and so we were going to upgrade our computer to a whopping 100 megabyte hard drive.
咁嗰陣時90年代，我發覺我嘅硬盤唔係好夠用，咁於是我就要升級啦。咁升級嘅係非常非常龐大嘅100 meg hard disk。
My brothers and I were my brother and I don't have more than one brother. My brother and I were so excited that we were able to install all these new games and programs onto this hard drive.
咁我有一個兄弟啦，就係好興奮，我哋因為可以用呢個新嘅硬盤可以裝好多嘅遊戲啦，或者一啲軟件。
Well, we remember what our flash drives of the generation were, the floppy disk that fits in your back pocket that held 1.44 megabytes.
咁我記得嗰陣時啲 USB 手指啊嗰啲，淨係可以容納到 1.44 個 megabyte 咁多。
But if you were to think 2,000 years ago, this was about as big of something that you could imagine, right? And so it gives us a little perspective of mega.
咁所以可以大家試一試諗一諗，喺2000年前呢個 mega 呢樣嘢係人想象到咁大就係咁大噶啦。
Well, a number of years ago, I was reading about an article about a picture that was taken from a space telescope.To take a picture of the stars in our galaxy.
咁大家可以睇到呢張圖，其實係就係我啱喺幾年之前睇到個文章，係關於一個銀河系嘅行星用一個特殊嘅太空望遠鏡拍嘅一個照片。
Now for context, this picture was 6 megabytes.
咁俾大家有概念，呢一張嘅圖片大概係六個 megabyte 咁多。
However, this picture is just a thumbnail of what the original picture was.
但其實呢幅圖其實只不過原本圖嘅一個縮圖。
How many photographers out here? Any?
有冇影攝影師啊？
A couple who at least enjoy photography.
至少中意拍攝，有冇啲發燒友？
But to give a little bit of perspective, this picture right here is 4,000 by 1,800 pixels, which comes out to a 7.2 megapixel picture.
咁呢一張照片大概係4,000 × 1,800像素，加埋大概係7.2个兆像素。
However, the original picture, if you were to click on this on the website, displays a 108,500 by 81,500 pixel picture, which comes out to 9 billion or 9 gigapixels.
咁如果你 click 落去原始嗰张图片咧，佢个像素系108,500 × 81,500咁多嘅咁像素，咁就有六。90亿像素或者系9,000个兆像素咁多，总之好大啦。
That's 1,250 times as large as this photo here.
咁就即系相对呢幅图嚟讲系1,250倍咁大。
If you were to think in storage space framework, that picture, the original picture alone was 24.6 gigabytes.
咁如果需要將個原圖去儲存嘅話，咁原本嗰幅圖就需要用到24.6 gigabyte 咁嚟嘅數據嚟存。
Again, this gives us a little bit of context in terms of how people would have perceived mega 2,000 years ago.
咁所以想用呢一個例子去俾大家一個概念，究竟 mega 有幾大？
Well, the idea is this. You see this picture and all of its stars and even galaxies within there, and you think this is a beautiful picture of God's creation.
咁當大家睇呢幅圖，你會覺得哇，好靚！呢張實在係神創造嘅美麗嘅創造。
But if you were to see the picture in its entirety, all 24.6 gigabytes worth of picture，
但係當如果大家睇翻個原圖24.6 gigabyte 嘅幅圖嘅話
，the millions of galaxies and beyond stars and details that you could see that you cannot see here，
你就可以睇到所有嘅星系、所有嘅細節都可以喺個幅圖去睇到，而家睇唔到。
I can't upload a picture that large to our Google Drive.
我冇辦法將嗰幅原圖去 upload 去我個 Google Drive 嗰度。
And you can't display it on this screen because our projectors are too weak, our screens are too small, and the photo is just that big.
亦都冇辦法可以投射到呢個熒幕，因為呢個熒幕實在太細，亦都冇咁高解像度。
So as we think about God and the kind of joy that He gives us through His Son Jesus.
咁所以当大家谂一谂神透过主耶稣俾我哋嘅喜乐嘅时候
，compared to some of the best things that we've ever experienced in our lives，
同我哋生活中经历过最好嘅事情相比
，or even compared to things that we just try to imagine， will they honestly pale in comparison？
甚至乎我哋能够谂得到嘅嘢，相比之下实在系小巫见大巫。
The great church father Jonathan Edwards says this，
伟大教父爱德华兹咁样讲。
God is the highest good of the reasonable creature. And the enjoyment of Him is the only happiness with which our souls can be satisfied. To go to heaven fully to enjoy God is infinitely better than the most pleasant accommodations here. Fathers and mothers, husbands and wives and children, or the company of earthly friends are but shadows. But the enjoyment of God is the substance. These are but scattered beams, but God is the sun. These are but streams, but God is the fountain. These are but drops, but God is the ocean.
神是有理性之人最高的福分。 以神为乐才是唯一使我们心灵得到满足的快乐。到天家充分以神为乐，嫁给世上一切最快乐的享受，实在是好得无比。父母、夫妇、儿女以及良朋密友都只是影儿，只有神以神为乐才是本体。这一切都不过是幻化出来的光辉，只有神才是太阳，这一切都不过是支流，只有神才是源头，这一切都不过是滴水，只有神才是海洋。
Well, some of us, we might say, even in the 70, 80 years of our life, we might think to ourselves, well, I don't know if I've experienced that kind of joy in my life. Well, that's because as we enter into our second point, this is because it is a future joy. This is joy that has not been fully realized yet while we are still on this side of heaven. We might get pieces of it here and there, as Edward says, but it's just a taste. It is just a glimpse. Back in college, I would attend these annual revival meetings, and we would oftentimes be there for hours singing or listening to messages, and then oftentimes we would end with a very emotional set of worship songs, and then after they finished that praise set, there would oftentimes just be this dead silence.
我在大學的時候,很多時候會參加一些粉興會,我們在這裡會唱詩,也都會祈禱,也都會聽一些信息,可能聽幾個小時,然後我們有一些崇拜,一些敬拜是很情緒高漲的,之後就會有一個很沉靜的時刻。Well,
I remember there was this one time that we brought our youth group from St. Louis to the college. I went to University of Illinois, and so we brought them to this revival, and I was standing in the very back of the auditorium.
我記得我有一次是將一些教會的青少年在St. Louis帶到去Illinois那裡的粉興會,我就站在禮堂的後邊。
Both David and I went there.
我們在那裡。
Anyway, so we had finished singing and had this long set of praise, and as we finished, there was this silence, and I looked up, and I saw this fog, like this haze hovering over the people.
我們唱完詩之後,我抬頭就發覺是在會眾的頭頂上面,好像有些似霧似煙霞的東西籠罩在他們上面。But
it wasn't the Holy Spirit.
但不是聖靈。
It was literally the heat and the sweat that was pulsating from people who were getting so into the praise.
這些其實是他們頭頂散發出一些熱力或者一些汗水,因為他們敬拜的時候實在太投入了。
Well, everybody was just silent after that and reflecting, and the pastor came out and he said, this is just a glimpse of what heaven will be like.
跟同以往一樣,當他們敬拜完之後,就一段是一個靜的時候,去思想回話語的時候,當時我們的牧師就說,這就是天堂的一剎那。
This is just a taste, a glimpse.
這就是那一剎那。
And I remember thinking to myself in that moment when I heard him say that, I was like, this is quite possibly the most amazing set of worship time that I've ever experienced in my life. And this is just a glimpse?
我當時想,哇,這個敬拜實在是我人生中最好最好的敬拜,這個只不過是一剎那咋。
This is just a tiny sample of true joy and ecstasy that we will experience when we're finally in heaven worshiping Jesus.
這個只不過是一個小常,一個喜樂,就是當我們真的再一次見到耶穌的時候,那個喜樂是不能比。
This is the supreme joy that we just talked about, But it hasn't been fully realized until
later. 这个是我们刚才讲到至高无上的喜乐，但要到迟些才可以实现。
Right now we are stuck in a period in which scholars label it as the already but not yet period.
我们现在是停留在一个学者们讲是一个叫以言未言的时期。
As believers, we understand that it is a time that's already been promised for us.
作为信徒，我们知道这个时期理解为我们是已经有一个应许俾咗我哋啦。It
has been set aside for us, as Jesus says in John, "I'm there preparing a place for you."
已经是主耶稣是已经为我们预留紧一啲嘢噶啦。It's
already been claimed for us.
佢已经帮我哋去认领咗一啲我哋要有嘅嘢。
And so we have that to look forward to, but for right now, we can't fully partake in it, in its ultimate blessing.
我们对这些是充满期待，但是在现在来说，我们没办法去完全去拿到这些祝福。
It's been secured through Jesus, and in His death, and in His resurrection. But man, we're not quite there yet.
通过耶稣和他的死和死亡复活， 所成就的，我们是已经是有这个保障，可以拿到这些东西，但我们还没去到那个位。
We still have this life to live right now on earth.
我们现在今生依然是活在地上。
Our passage in John speaks about this future joy.
在约翰福音有这个经文讲到这个未来的喜乐。
In verse 22, he says, "You also have sorrow now, but I will see you again. And your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. In that day, you will ask nothing of me."
咁喺廿二節嗰度講到，你哋你們現在也是憂愁，但我要再見你們，你們的心就喜樂了。這喜樂也沒有人能奪去。到那日，你們什麼也就不問我了。
Even as we reflect at the beginning of the sermon, sometimes even our most joyous events in life, they break down.
我们再思考一下我们分享了一些好的时刻，可能其实都是会有一个化为乌有的时候。
Our relationships, our work, our bodies, our accomplishments, nothing on this side of heaven truly lasts.
无论我们的人际关系、我们的工作、我们的身体或者我们的成就，当我们未回到天家，在这个世界上的时候，没什么是真正持久的。
We still face death and corruption, sin and brokenness.
我们依然是要面对死亡、腐败、罪恶和破碎。
But through Jesus, the future joy that we look forward to, there will be no longer death, no longer sin.
但通过耶稣，我们期待未来的喜乐，是不会再有死亡，不会再有罪恶。
Creation will no longer be subjected to the frustration that it sees and witnesses every single day, as Paul talks about in Romans chapter 8.
受造之物不会再需要伏在虚空之下，就好像保罗在罗马书第八章咁样讲。
And so we see in these verses that this future joy is also a complete joy.
所以我们在经文看到，未来的喜乐是完全的喜乐。
There's nothing that's deficient about it.
没什么不足的地方。
There's nothing that's lacking from it.
没什么缺少的地方。
Jesus is not saying there will be less pain or less sorrow.
耶稣不是说少些痛苦或者少些悲伤。
He's saying there will be no pain and no sorrow.
他又说没痛苦，没悲伤。
I know our church, we like data, so if you think of a pie chart, it is a pie chart that is completely filled, and there is no space for anything else other than the joy of Christ.
所以我知道我们教会很喜欢看数据，所以如果大家是喜欢看图表的，有些圆形图，你可以想象这个圆形图里面是完全只有一件事，就是喜乐，完全是主耶稣的喜乐，没有其他东西。
And so as it says in this verse, we will have no need for anything because we will already be completely filled to the brim with this kind of joy, with this future joy in Jesus.
我们已经不需要其他任何东西，因为在未来的时空当中，我们已经是完全被填满了。Again,
this is the already part that we look forward to.
这个是我们期待的已然部分。But
why is that future joy complete?
那为什么未来的喜乐是完整的呢？
It's not because there is an absence of trouble or an absence of toil and work. Again, if you look at chapter verse 22, it says, I will see you. Jesus saying, I will see you again and your hearts will rejoice.
可以大家去留意一下22节那里讲到，但我要再见你们，你们的心就喜乐了。
Here as we see that Jesus sees us is the implication of the very presence of Jesus.
我们可以从这一句经文去看到，这里暗示了耶稣看到我们，即是说他与我们同在。
So true joy is not the absence of trouble, but rather it is the presence of Jesus.
所以真正的喜乐不是没有烦恼，而是有耶稣的同在。
Heaven is not heaven without Jesus.
天堂如果没有耶稣，就不是天堂。
Well, that brings us to our last point. Advent joy is also a persistent joy.
于是就带到我们今天最后的一点，降临期的喜乐就是一种持久的喜乐。
While we look forward to this future joy, can we still have joy in the meantime?
当我们期待未来的喜乐的时候，我们现在能不能够有喜乐呢？
Or until then, are we doomed to just live from highlight to highlight?
定还是在那一天之前，我们只可以是有一个短暂的喜乐呢？
Well, according to the Apostle Paul, our future joy, looking forward to that, is what should give us this persistent joy for now.
其实我们看这个使徒保罗的讲法，我们未来的喜乐，正正就是比我们现在持续的喜乐。
If you were to look in the letter of to the Philippians, we see this idea of this overarching theme, you know, throughout this letter of joy.
咁当我哋睇腓立比书嘅时候，我哋会发现呢一封书信嘅主题就系喜乐。
There's a verse in there, chapter 4, verse 4, that says to rejoice in all circumstances. He says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice.
咁喺腓立比书最好出名嘅一段经文就系4章4节嗰度讲到，你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。In
10 other places, Paul talks about this idea of joy or rejoicing.
咁喺腓立比书其他有10处嘅地方，保罗都谈到系喜乐或者要喜乐。But
it's not because his circumstances were great. In fact, as he was writing this letter, we believe that he was in prison or under house arrest during this time.
咁其实保罗嗰阵时嘅情况唔系真系咁好嘅啫，实在系佢写呢封信嗰阵时，佢一系就喺监狱，一系就可能系软禁当中。Philippians
being one of his last letters that he wrote, he was sick and he was potentially nearing the end of his ministry.
佢当时系病嘅，亦都系佢嘅事工亦都可能好快系结束噶啦。
Scholars believe, aside from Jesus, Paul was probably one of the most was one who suffered the most for his faith.
除了主耶稣之外，保罗可能系其中一个受喺为到信仰受苦最多嘅人。
And so in chapter 2, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul lists out this long laundry list of ways in which he suffered.
咁所以喺哥林多后书11章，佢列出佢受苦嘅清单。
For the sake of time, I'll have David just read this passage for us in Cantonese.
咁为咗悭时间，我读一读。多受劳苦，多下监牢，受鞭打是过重的；冇死是屡次有的。被犹大人鞭打5次，每次40减去一下；被棍打了3次，被石头打了1次；遇着船坏3次。一昼一夜在深海里，又屡次行远路，遭江河的危险，盗贼的危险，同族的危险。 外邦人的危险、城里的危险、旷野的危险、假弟兄的危险、受劳碌、受困苦，多次不得睡，又饥又渴，多次不得食，受寒冷、赤身露体。除了这外边的事，还有为众教会挂心的事，天天压在我身上。It's
funny, I didn't understand what he read, but I listened to the Cantonese and I just heard adyum, 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 adyum. I don't even know what it meant. I can read it. But if you think about Paul over and over and over talking about one way of suffering and another way of suffering and another way of suffering.
咁雖然我聽唔明廣東話，不過我聽佢吟下吟下吟下吟下吟下吟下，咁都聽到似乎好多受苦。
And yet Paul says in this letter to the Philippians, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice.
然而保罗依然要讲，你们要靠主常常喜乐。 我再说你们要喜乐。
Paul is not just saying this flippantly.
Paul 不是很轻率地说这句话。
Paul is impressing this upon those who are reading because of his own experiences that he had that we just saw in this passage in 2 Corinthians.
保罗是要我们这样做，因为我们刚刚看到哥林多后书，他看到他自己的经历。
This is a reminder for us to realize if ever that we think that we are going through something that's bad, we'll just look at this list of all of Paul's sufferings.
咁系佢提醒我哋，当如果我哋生命当中遇到一啲困难嘅时候，我哋睇翻保罗呢一个清单嘅时候。
Again, in the midst of all this suffering, Paul still says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Again, I will say, "Rejoice."
喺佢咁多嘅苦难当中，保罗仍然讲：你哋要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。
How can Paul say this?
究竟保罗点解可以讲到呢啲嘅说话咧
？Well, in the very next verse, he says, "Because the Lord." Is at hand.
我哋喺下一节就会睇得到，因为主已经近了。
This is what Advent is about.
呢个就系降临节嘅意义所在。
He is coming again.
主耶稣会再一次嘅降临。
We are not rejoicing because of our present circumstances.
我哋喜乐嘅原因唔系因为我哋而家嘅情况。
We are rejoicing because when Jesus comes back, well, he will change all of our present circumstances.
我们的喜乐因为知道当耶稣回来的时候他是会将现在所有的事情去改变。
He will make all things new.
他会将一切更新。
He will make all things right.
他会将一切改正过来。
And whatever you might be going through right now, or in this past year, or in the past years, you will never have to deal with it again.
无论大家是刚刚 经历的或者过去一年甚至乎几年经历的事情你将不需要再去处理他们。
All physical pain will disappear.
所有身上面的痛楚都会消失。
All relational pain will be restored.
所有的关系上的痛苦都会得到恢复。
All brokenness and sinful habits will be done away with.
所有的破碎或者一些犯罪的习惯都会被除去。
No more suffering, never again.
再没有痛苦永远都不会再有。
And that's something that we should hold on to.
这个正正是我们可以捉住的一些事情。
It's not easy, but it spurs us on in this journey of faith.
这个不容易，但是正是可以激励到我们踏上信仰的道路。
See, when our perspective shifts from our present condition to our future glorification, when we have this joy in mind, then we will be able to say, well, all that suffering was worth it.
当我们的目光由我们现在的情况去转移到未来的荣耀的时候心里面是怀着这些喜乐我们就能够说这一切的受苦都是值得的
Well, I think this perspective of joy rings especially true for us as I ponder the tragedy of death
当我思考死亡的悲剧的时候这一样喜乐的观点是特别是真实
This last week my son was playing in a baseball tournament
咁喺上个礼拜啊，礼拜日，我个啊仔仔系参加咗一个棒球比赛。
We found out later that the team that they actually lost to in this tournament, one of the teammates, one of the boys on that team, was in a horrible car accident on the way to the game.
咁我后来发现我哋嗰队输咗俾佢哋嗰队啦。咁佢有个队员，原来发生咗一个好严重嘅车祸。
He had to be airlifted to the hospital, and he was put under critical condition.
咁佢係空運到一個醫院裏邊，而係情況係好危殆嘅。
Well, all through Facebook and you know news got out, and the baseball community around Central Texas and even into the nation, they caught wind of this incident. They pulled together to pray for him. They put together this hashtag Jerseys for Jude was his name, and they prayed for him. They prayed for the family for a miracle that he might be healed.
咁喺呢个社交媒体，又或者系直情系全国都听到呢个消息嘅时候，好多嘅人都系一齐为到呢个小朋友去祈祷。咁有个 hashtag #JerseyForJude 都系喺个网上流传紧。
Well, this past Friday, he passed away from lack of brain activity.
咁喺上个星期五，佢因为个脑嘅个活动系冇咗啦，咁所以系死亡。
His family was a family.Of believers, and even in the midst of this tragedy, they posted on Facebook about the hope and the joy that they still had in God, knowing that their son, Jude, 8 years old, was going to be with God.
咁佢呢一家人系一个基督徒嘅家人，虽然系喺呢个咁困难嘅悲剧里边，佢哋仍然喺个 Facebook 上面去发表一啲关于佢对神系有希望同埋嘅喜乐，因为佢哋知道佢哋嘅仔仔 Jude 系将会同神一齐。
Even though they were still in pain and distraught from their loss as they fought in the presence.
虽然佢哋系而家依然系极度伤心同埋挣扎，因为佢失去咗佢哋嘅儿子。
Well, they posted this video that I'd like to share with you all. And even though we don't know this family or know this boy, you know, it does exemplify the type of joy that we have to look forward to in Christ.
咁佢系发表咗呢段片，我想同大家一齐分享，可以睇到呢一个嘅喜乐。
Father, we come into your presence in the name of your Son Jesus with thanksgiving because we know there's no one else that we could go to in the hour of help, in the hour of need. We're thankful that you are always there for us to hear us. When we're going through a valley, when we're going through a crisis, when we are in trouble. Father, thank you for comforting us. Thank you for being there through your word and through the Holy Spirit in this hour of need. And this is a time, Lord, when we bring Jude's family and all of us that love this little guy into your presence through that gate that Jesus paved and opened for us. You've promised us a gift of eternal life. So we thank you for the comfort today in knowing that Jude and all of us who are believers have that hope in us, Lord, that we are preparing for that day when we will live on for eternity in the presence of Him. We lift up all these needs to you and give you thanks and praise for all that you do for us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
As I saw the pictures of all these people praying and crying for this family that they didn't even know.
我睇到呢个照片里边好多人为到呢个小朋友可能祈祷，甚至乎佢唔识呢个小朋友。
And the pain that this family had to go through.
睇到佢哋家庭要经历嘅痛苦。
And yet the family still declaring and glorifying God through this entire experience.
但佢家人依然系为到神，佢即系赞美佢嘅荣耀。
I watched this video a couple times, and I thought to myself, "This is just a glimpse of heaven."
当我睇咗呢个片段睇咗好多次，我会睇到系真系天堂嘅一刹那咁样样。
In the verse from Luke, it says that the angel said, "Fear not, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people."
在路加福音，天使讲：不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
This good news is translated from the Greek word euangelion.
咁呢一个好消息系希腊话 euangelion 翻译过嚟嘅。
It's translated oftentimes as the gospel, and where we get the word evangelize.
呢个字会系翻译成为福音，又或者翻译成传福音。
It's the call for us as the church in the midst of a broken world to evangelize and be bringers of joy.
这是一个呼召，叫我们在这个破碎的世界里面去传福音，并且成为喜乐的使者。
And the more and more we tell the story of the good news to others,
当我们越来越多向其他人讲这个好消息的时候，
the story of a supreme joy, the story of a future joy that we look forward to,
这个至高无上喜乐的故事，这个未来喜乐的故事。
Well, then it becomes easier for us to see past our circumstances and to see our purpose in life and to run this difficult race with persistence.
那我们就会越容易可以看清楚我们的处境，也都让我们看清楚我们的人生目标，而且可以用持久的喜乐来走完这个艰难的人生的赛跑。
In this Advent season, we are called to be messengers of hope and of peace and of joy and of love.
在这个降临节的期间，我们被呼召成为盼望、平安、喜乐和爱的使者。
May we celebrate it here as a church, but share it out there as missionaries.
让我们在这里去庆祝，但我们要出去外面去分享给其他人。
Let's pray.
我们一起祈祷。
Father, again, we thank you so much for your word.
天父，再一次我们感谢你的话语。
God, in the midst of any trials and tribulations that we might be going through right now,
可能我们现在经历着一些考验，一些磨难。
God, may we ponder upon this season of Advent and the birth of our Savior.
愿意我们去深思这个节期和我们救主的诞生。
God, may we think about the work that you accomplished, Lord, to defeat all sin and all brokenness and all death.
以及祂战胜了所有的罪恶，所有的破坏，所有的死亡而完成的工作。
And Lord, in that reflection that we might experience true and everlasting joy.
让我们能够亲身经历到真正的永恒的喜乐。
God, even though we might just get a foretaste of this joy right now while we're here on this earth,
可能我们现在在地上只能够试到一点点的喜乐。
God, may we be looking forward every single day to be united with you.
愿意我们都盼望与你联合。
God, may that cause us, Lord, to live our lives here with purpose and intentionality, Lord, to spread the good news of great joy to those around us.
愿意这个盼望使到我们有目标和刻意的生活，将这个大喜的信息传给我们周围的人。
And so we thank you, Lord, and we pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们感谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.